Mini episode 71 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
As we make the turn here to the 10th hole and an hour five into the preview of next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the NFC runs at the same rate. The Giants winning the division, again, as we indicated, the team's in the final four. We're not going to get that much into because of the previous mini episode. I'm selling on the Giants. Again, the NFC's a thing here where if you're going to say that there's only going to be so many teams that repeat, you have to find teams that you can make a case against. The case against the Giants is always consistency. You've got the Eagles waiting in the wings. I'm going to say Eagles to win the division next year.
Wow. I can't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
Do you know the Giants have the third best point differential in that division this year?
Okay.
It's, you know, it's tough because people are going to see, oh, hey, they got real hot. They only went 9-7. They've got to do better than 9-7.
Right.
I don't know. The Giants are one of the toughest teams every year for me to call because I keep thinking it's going to be the end of Camp Coughlin. They're going to tune his act out.
Yeah.
And they don't. No losing seasons since 2004.
Right.
So I always basically pick them to go like 8-8.
They're soul.
I picked them to be an 8-8 team and barely missed the playoffs. Had they lost to Dallas in the regular season finale, I would have been spot on.
Yeah.
They didn't. They got hot. They beat the top team in the regular season. Here they are. I think you're right. They regress. And Philadelphia had the best point differential in this league. They can't possibly be worse than they were
red
this year.
Red hot down the stretch.
And here's
absolute
the thing.
Red hot.
I say that at the close of the regular season, you saw my power rankings.
Yeah.
I think I had them at like 8th or 9th in the league.
Yeah.
I thought they were better than several teams that made the playoffs.
Sure.
And had they made the NFC playoffs, who's to say they couldn't be the Giants? That they couldn't
Very
have
possibly.
Gone. You know, nobody wanted to play them. Now, did Philly make the right move keeping Andy Reid? Unless if you can get a slam dunk hire, I think they did.
I'm a man of very strong opinions on most things, and I'm hemming and hawing on this one. But I tell you what, here's the thing. It's got to be a deep run next year or you start over. It's all on the line.
Yes.
One more year, I mean, that's...
Look, he has no... Again, you know, like you know, a lot of these quarterbacks we talk about, he has no Super Bowl wins. So,
right.
You know,
we think
he stinks. And, yeah, he's a lot of gags in NFC title games where they lost at home
right.
or lost to inferior teams. You know, they lost to Arizona.
Carolina, anybody?
Yeah, they lost to Arizona on the road that one year.
Yeah.
But I figure, unless if you can get, like, there's this great hire out there, you don't replace Andy Reid for nothing.
No.
So they finished strong. Look, it was a disaster start to the year. They can't be worse, so I'm buying them. And then we get to, how about them Cowboys?
How about that?
Look,
said from day one they were a fraud, a big friggin' fraud.
I'd like to say something, though.
Yeah.
They were in position to win the division like I said they would. When the Eagles started bad, I immediately switched. I said the Cowboys were a playoff team. I said they'd be 10-6,
okay.
And they would make the playoffs.
Okay.
They were right on pace. And you know what the great irony of the 2011 Dallas Cowboys is?
What?
Let me tell you something. Everyone said how much better this team was going to be this year than last because of the change in the coaching. Oh, Wade Phillips stunk. We've got, you know, Jason Garrett in now. And do you know what the weakness again was of the Dallas Cowboys?
Coaching was part of it.
Part of it. It was the biggest part of it. I thought Jason Garrett did a miserable job this year.
The pass defense is way up there on the problem list as well.
Yeah, Rob Ryan and his gut didn't help. You know.
Yeah.
But
Rob Ryan's awful.
You hate Rob Ryan.
Yeah.
Did he do something to you?
He's like emblematic of everything that's wrong with football. Both
there something,
the Ryans, really,
is there
especially
something,
him.
Is there something off-air you'd like to tell me about Rob Ryan?
No.
Are you sure?
He's a fraud.
I thought
like people that are media creations. He's a total media creation.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fraud. What did he ever do in Oakland? What did he ever do in Cleveland, the way that people put him over? Seriously. Dick Duran showed him a little thing or two about coaching a Browns defense this year.
Yeah, but he's got crazy hair and a big gut.
Yeah, and that's all anybody cares about.
Okay, yeah.
I don't like this style over substance. He is the epitome of that in this league. So, frankly, are the Cowboys. The Cowboys really are. I said to you beginning
they
of the year,
wasted. Tony, now, you know who you can't blame on Dallas? It's Tony Romo. He had a great year. I don't give a damn what anyone says. Tony Romo, if they would have won that last game.
I'm looking at his numbers, and I'm dying to like find something I can cherry pick and throw in your face, and I really can't.
He had a great year.
He did.
Dallas is one of those teams that just finds ways to lose. Like that air, when they lost, and it was December, you know, let me get the toilet paper out of my mouth, okay. Ricky, again. When we turn the page to December, turn the calendar to December, bad things always seem to happen with the Cowboys because they're great in November. Yeah. And they were great again this year in November. It looked like they were just going to win this division in a walk.
Yeah.
The Giants were struggling, got killed by the Saints. Eagles were doing nothing. The Redskins, they haven't done anything in a while. We turn the page to December, and they suffered that overtime loss to the Cardinals.
Unforgivable.
It was just like, uh-oh. And it's one of those things that, had they won that game, I just think things would have turned out so much differently.
The Cardinals,
the pressure is on this team, right, wrong, or otherwise, more than any other team, and they just gagged badly. They have so many close losses every year. Eventually, those have to turn into wins.
Unmatched.
I think Dallas will be better than the Giants next year.
Just about unmatched.
Yeah, I said
skill position. Wow, just about unmatched skill position talent in the league. And when you're looking at the depth at running back,
they weren't healthy always. But the loss of DeMarco Murray killed. If they could keep DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, all healthy, for a year, God bless. I'm telling you, I think Philly. I think the Giants finish below both Philly and Dallas next year. And this division is going to be tough.
But again,
it will not. 9-7 does not win the NFC East in 2012.
This is the classic Potemkin Village. This is on the North Korean model of something that the propaganda minister sets up that looks shiny and bright and everything like that.
But
and you
should
dig
they
into
be
the
good?
Guts. The guts are rotted.
Shouldn't they be good?
Defensively, they just don't seem to have any guts. They're pretty good against the run. They can't stop me against the air. I mean, they're horrible in the pass defense.
They lost all these close games.
Well,
it's the same thing with Denver. Denver, okay, they won all these games by 3-4 points or less.
Yeah.
So the record gets worse. Dallas, look, their record did improve for the record from 2 years ago. Now, granted, Romo was lost for a majority of two seasons ago, but still.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the Dallas Cowboys did not make the playoffs this year.
I'm looking at this with Romo. This can't be true. 66.3 completion percentage. Are we including completions to the other uniforms also in that?
He didn't have that many interceptions.
I know, there were only 10. I'm just cheap-shotting
him. Here's the thing. It just seemed that Dallas would... It seemed like they were the anti-Broncos. Didn't seem like they were like the anti-Tebow. They played 3 quarters of great football.
Right.
And when they could least afford it, Romo would throw one of those 10 picks.
Yeah.
They'd fumble.
Romo is saving the 10 picks for when they would hurt the most.
You know, but didn't he? You know? Or the kicker, who was great, would just shank one out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Or Rob Ryan's defense.
He looked like that a-hole that was kicking for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah. Or Rob Ryan would call the wrong they'd be playing.
Well, you know, yeah.
I know you hate Rob Ryan, but okay. But we've established that, Ricky. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, they play good defense for three, and he would inexplicably call up, you know, a bad defensive play, and they'd get burned on a blitz or something. You know, he blitz all the time, they get burned. It just seems to me, even more than San Diego, because Phillip Rivers just stunk this past year.
Right.
And North Turner is always stunk, so I can understand why they underachieve.
Sure.
I don't understand how Dallas won 8-8. I don't.
I don't know. I mean,
all you can say is they're just a gutless team that finds a way to lose.
I don't know about Dennis Green, but they're who I thought they were at 8-8. So, you know, I'll give them 9-7 next year, but I'm not going to say playoffs. I mean, I'll buy in a narrow sense.
Do you agree that 9-7 does not win this division next year?
No, it doesn't.
Because the Eagles are going to be better?
Eagles are going to win 10 and win the division, I'm going to say.
You could have 3 10-win teams in this division next year.
Yeah, you could.
Washington.
I'm going to put the Giants down for probably 9 also. Washington, 5-11. Ugh. Do we have to buy or sell on everybody? Can I hold at 5?
Well, I haven't really done. I mean, here's the thing with Washington. They're probably going to be the ones who get RG3 I have a feeling.
You think so?
Well, it seems to me that someone's going to trade up to the St. Louis or Minnesota spot to get him. I think they have, you know, their owner's kind of a, you know, he's a star sucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, and so's Miami's owner, though, Stephen Ross.
Yes, yes.
So they need a quarterback because their quarterback situation was putrid.
Right.
With Grossman and John Beck.
Right.
You know what else? You know who I don't like, though? You talk about how you don't like Rob Ryan. You know what I don't like?
Shanny?
Do you know how many playoff wins he has when John Elway is in his quarterback and Terrell Davis is his running back?
One.
Yes.
Okay.
One.
Wow.
One. One playoff win. Now, look, that it's you can't just
there's
wipe.
There's a guy who's buried in a silver and black jumpsuit who agrees with you.
Yes. Yeah. And so, by the way, still owes him money, apparently. But, look.
Good luck getting that back.
You can't just wipe away two Super Bowl wins. That's not fair.
Right.
But he did have, like, one of the all-time top three. I believe he's the number one quarterback of all time. That's a different discussion for a different day.
Can we retroactively take away at least one Super Bowl win for thinking he could get by with Grossman and Beck? You should have to give back a ring for something
like that.
That's
what I'm saying. He thinks he's so smart, and he's just – this team was just – and here's the thing. I think they can be better. They started out okay this year, if you remember.
Right.
They started out – they won their first two games, and then they pretty much went in the tank. I thought they were going to be – I thought this was going to be one of the worst teams in the NFC. They kind of pretty much wound up being that way, but
they're like Buffalo. I expected them to fall off, and they did. They didn't disappoint me.
Yeah, exactly. And their biggest problem, though, is the division. I can't make a case that they're better than any of the other three teams.
No,
I mean, unless
not
if they
at
make
all.
Incredible again. By the way, RG3 over Andrew Luck is a stupid argument. By the way, anyone who thinks that you should pick RG3 over Andrew Luck is dumb. I'm going on the record right now.
I'm debating whether I should say this or not. You know, I'm going to say it. Most people that do are racists and only want RG3 picked for one reason.
Oh, now come on.
That's the reason.
Now come on.
And they never admit that they're racists. They never admit that. They're gutless. But I'm going to say it, frankly.
Really?
I've never... Well, let me put it to you this way. I mean, the next white person I hear say RG3 should go first will be the first. With that common denominator, why shouldn't I say racist?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's... Is it? Is it, or is it just... I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't like Tony Dungy, though, by the way. Who is, like, the lead proponent of this theory. It has nothing to do with race. I just think it's a silly argument. Like, to me, Andrew Luck had such little at the skill positions at Stanford.
Right.
So, but...
And RG3, correct me if I'm wrong, he did it in college for about as long as... God, I can't even think of him. I'm drawing a blank here. The guy that went after Tim Couch to the Bengals.
Achilles Smith?
Achilles Smith, yeah. I mean, I'm not
saying... He's not Achilles Smith.
No, he's not. He's not. He's better than him, but Achilles Smith was a one-year wonder.
Well, RG3 was pretty good last year. He was just in one of those kind of... Look, Baylor was a nothing program before he got there. They hadn't been... I mean, they hadn't been to a bowl since 94.
Right.
Before... 2 years ago.
How did that school, by the way, have RG3 and Perry Jones there at the same time?
I don't
know.
Amazing? I guess they, who knows?
They'll go back to being irrelevant for the next century after
RG3, Perry Jones, and David Koresh are the three most popular people to come out of Waco in the last 20 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the dude that got burned out by Janet Reno.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. But... even if they do get RG3, there's just not a lot there. That team just needs to be blown up, I think.
They do. They do. I'm at this point, I'm going to say sell on the 11, or on the 5-11. I think they may do worse as the rest of the division gets better. I'll say
they're
that.
Definitely going to be in last place.
Definitely. I think we can agree on that. NFC South. This is my, you know what? Let's call this... as far as I'm concerned, the Mitt Romney division, because I see a lot of status quo here in this division. Here, I see a lot of more of the same in this division. To me, New Orleans and Atlanta as the division champion and wild card team, respectively. I will actually now on the records. Saints won't win 13. The Falcons will probably do better than the 10-6. So in a relative sense, sell on Saints, buy on Falcons, but the Saints will still be ahead of the Falcons, but they'll both make the playoffs.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Romney. Allow me to raise you a Barack Obama and bring in the winds of change. Because let me tell you something. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
It might be trendy. Maybe I'm going to have a lot of egg on my face. at this time next year. The Carolina Panthers are winning this division next
year. My other wild card and a surprise, 9-7. I'm going to agree.
I think they're going to win more than 9 games. This team outgained opponents in 13 of 16 games. They held a lead in almost every game. Cam Newton, who everyone was wondering, is this guy even an NFL quarterback? I mean, I'm telling you, this is a team I think they need to go out and get another receiver. Because Steve's, you know, people are like, oh, Cam. I've heard people actually claim, oh, you know, Cam Newton, he came into a situation where he had Steve Smith. What did Steve Smith do the last 2 years? Steve Smith was right. He wasn't even the best player in the league named Steve Smith the last 2 years.
Listen, this team hasn't had two good wide receivers at the same time since they had good old, hey, we want some Moose, and before Ray Caruth killed a dude. They haven't had two good wide receivers at the same time since
then. If you give him another weapon, I'm telling you, man, this team, they were. It was the classic case of a young team that didn't know how to close. And shame on me for not having the exact numbers. But I know they outgained 13 of 16 opponents.
Right.
And they held a lead, I believe, in 12 of 16 games. So this was much – look, I know they jumped from 1-6 wins and asking for another leap. Usually I don't do that,
Ricky. I was going to say, I wanted to be Tim Russert here and throw your words back in your face.
Yes.
That was your reason for not picking Detroit coming into
the
season.
Yes, I know, but Detroit wasn't like this, didn't have that kind of, when you're out gaining opponents consistently, and if Newton can cut down on his interceptions, I'm telling you, because here's the thing, I'm selling both New Orleans and Atlanta next year.
Really?
Especially.
All right.
New Orleans will not match 13 wins. Remember, here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is very important to keep in mind. Yeah. There has never in the history, since the NFL realigned in 2002, there has never been a repeat division winner in the NFC South, ever.
Okay, Mark Lawrence, but sometimes that just means that something's going to happen for the first time.
Well, it could. It could.
Okay.
But I don't like to pick things happening for a first time.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think New Orleans was a team that,
they still got to be a playoff team, though. They got to be.
Probably. They're so dominant at home.
The defense blows, but they're going to go to work on that. That's going to be the focus of the offseason.
Here's the thing, though. I predicted they would win the division before the year started, and because it felt like this was, they had one last great run in them.
I said wild card with the Falcons winning it.
Yeah. Well, again, I like to pick the different, because there's been no repeat division winner here.
Okay.
The Saints could probably still be a wild card. I think they would. I think they will. I mean, it's tough. You know,
you're going to give Carolina the division? Wow. Wow. Okay.
And you know who doesn't make the playoffs in this division besides Tampa Bay?
You're going to pile
the
on.
The sorry, no account Atlanta Falcons. I want you to defend your boys. Okay, let me tell you something. Last time we did a podcast, I've thought of this question I asked you because considering a lot of things I've said over the last 2 hours, this doesn't make any sense, and it's probably unfair. And you adamantly disagreed.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this? Already?
Well, you were speculating during the playoffs, would Mike Smith be fired if they had another flame out, and he wasn't. I don't think he deserved to be.
Okay, but given the climate of the NFL, I'm telling you, man, look, Atlanta, this is amazing. Atlanta, before he got there, before the Matt Ryan, Mike Smith era, had never produced back-to-back winning seasons.
Right.
They have produced four straight, but they have no playoff wins. I don't get why Sanchez gets crucified, why Flacco gets crucified. These are guys with four or five playoff wins on the road. Matty Ice, your boy.
This was his first real stinker in the playoffs, though. I don't know that previously he didn't look this bad in the he didn't look great against Green Bay either, I guess, but
he didn't look great against Arizona in the first one. Now, he's a rookie, but
I mean,
but still, look, they're 0-3 in the playoffs, and this team has Matty Ice, by the way, he didn't get that name because he's clutch, he got it because he got wasted at a kegger in Chestnut Hill, Let me tell you something. I know the way college works, It just seems too obvious, Trust me.
We did both go to the Harvard on the hockey.
Yes, So let me tell you how it works, Yeah, he had some nice comeback wins for BC, but come on. That's the name you get at a kegger, not on the football field, Matty. Stop it. Okay. To me, Mike Smith, I thought, was so shameful in that Giants game, the way he coached. He is so pigheaded to prove that going for it on fourth down is the way, and we can run, and we can get that yard. He cost his team the game because he was so determined to prove he was right for going for it in that Saints game. I thought he turned in one of the all-time worst playoff coaching performances in history against the Giants.
It wasn't a great one. It wasn't his finest moment. But that's saying something. Matt Ryan, why people are...
He's got better people. The skill, I can't repeat that
he
enough.
Does, he
better
does.
Better skill position he players, does. Not just this year, but previous years, than Joe Flacco and Mark Sanchez, and he gets a pass.
This is how I am. I'm the same way about quarterbacks and goalies. When somebody's like, doesn't that goalie suck? I'm like, okay, I want to look at the circumstances. I want to look at what kind of defense he's got in front of him. Does he even have a chance on stopping some of these pucks? I always look at the circumstances. With quarterbacks, it's who do you have there? One of the reasons I want to give Colt McCoy another year is because he had
the worst
wide receivers in the league, period. Other end of the spectrum is Matt Ryan because, again, Roddy White is about as good as it gets. Julio Jones being there
when
the Browns had.
He started slow, but he came on.
Well, he was hurt, too. But, you know, when he got a chance,
Turner
at running back. Tony Gonzalez still has some juice left in the tank at tight end, so I will not absolve him there. But, again, Matt Ryan, keeping in mind the advantages that he had, 4,177 yards passing this year, 61.3 on the completion percentage, pretty good, above average, 29-12 on the touchdown interception ratio. Guy doesn't stink.
No.
The guy is solidly above average and has a good chance of getting to that level. There's not much daylight between. Let me put it this way. If we're talking playoffs and clutch right now, and we saw it last week, there's a lot of daylight between Eli Manning and Matt Ryan. But at least in the regular season, I don't see a lot of daylight between them. That's how highly I think of Matt Ryan right now.
See, I don't think there's a lot of daylight between Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco and Mark Sanchez.
They need better weapons. They need his caliber of weapons. But right now, I think I would still take him. He's more of a I'm not going to say he's more of a proven winner than Flacco, but he's no. I can't use that metric on either one of them, come to think of it. But, no, I mean, I think he's at least as much of a winner as them. And I think that he is.
Well, he's a fine quarterback. And there's not, again, it seems very hypocritical because he's gotten his team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 of 4 years. That's pretty good. Okay, there aren't a lot of people who can say that, but he's come up short. They don't win big games. I remember last year they lost to New Orleans. The only home game they lost was a Monday Night Football game to New Orleans before the playoffs when Green Bay toasted them. The only home game they lost was a Monday Night game against the Saints. You know, they lost. Didn't they lose? They went 0-2 against the Saints this year.
Yeah, they won that big Sunday nighter against Philly when everybody was ready to shovel dirt on
them. Yeah, but Vic got hurt in that game, remember?
Yeah,
they were losing
true.
When Vic got hurt. You know, Vic made the mistake of firing up the crowd. I don't know what he did. He started making hand gestures.
They beat Detroit when Detroit was red hot.
That was their best win.
Yeah.
That was their best win.
Yeah.
That was their best win. But it was kind of, like a under-the-radar game. There wasn't a lot of pressure on them. I just wonder about a team that doesn't win big games.
I don't know if you think. Tell me if you think this is fair for liking Matt Ryan's future in a way. And I'm not down on Flacco and Sanchez, but why I might take Ryan above them at this point. Because he has the weapons, I think that has helped in his development and in his long-term development in a way, like with Flacco and Sanchez. When
those
guys
gives him a
get
leg
weapons,
up.
Yes. When
it
those,
gives him a leg up,
he's
certainly.
Gone through the adjustment period. I think Flacco and Sanchez will get the weapons at some point or better weapons because they'll need to. Because eventually the front offices will figure it out. But the front office in Atlanta already has, and that's why I like Ryan's future a little better.
But to me, it's like, if you can't get it done with what you have, I mean, what's it going to take? I mean, with Flacco and Sanchez, I could say, well, look, they don't have a lot. Okay, they're not world beaters, but they don't have a lot around them. If you give these guys some talent, they could win that big game. Matt Ryan, what's his excuse is all I'm saying.
Okay.
So I believe Atlanta is not going to be a playoff
team. Well, you're selling on them, and I'm buying. Well, we're both selling on New Orleans, but I say they're going to win the division still. You say that they're
they'll
a wild
still be
card.
A play. Yeah, with Drew, again, it's like Tom Brady. As long as they have Drew Brees, they're going to win a lot more than they lose.
Sure.
But Carolina's my breakthrough team.
We're both buying on them. I'm only buying as a wild card. You're buying as division champion.
And how about Tampa Bay?
At 4-12 on Tampa.
They're going to win more.
I may still be selling. I don't know.
They're going to win. They were 4-2.
Have you seen the awful coaching candidates they're lining up? They don't want to pay anybody. Although, I'll tell you what.
I don't. Yeah, they're way under the salary cap. I don't like cheap teams, by the way. You know that about
me,
okay?
Right.
There's no reason to be cheap.
Right.
But here's the thing.
When did the Dolans buy the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Look, it's when you lose 10 straight games in the NFL,
yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no sugarcoating around that. But Raheem Moore, with a team that doesn't spend a lot of money, I mean, this guy was what? He went 10-6 last year, started 4-2. Let me do some quick math. He started 14-8 with kind of a very young nothing team.
Right.
And he's out of a job? Look, I'm not saying that he was like the reincarnation of, you know, Bill Walsh,
mm-hmm.
but was that did he just lose the team, I guess? That I mean,
I
something
think so.
Happened. I mean,
yeah, you lose 10 in a row and you get blown out in some
Yeah, they did look pretty bad down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville hung 41 on them.
Yeah, that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
Well, they had 7 turnovers
that
in that
alone.
Game. They had 7 turnovers.
That
they
game
could,
alone.
Freeman regressed badly. And look, it was interesting because Tampa Bay, if you remember, I was high on them their 10-6
right.
season. And I shocked a lot of people when I said that would be the most improved team in the NFL, and they were.
Right.
Okay? They jumped from, I believe, they jumped from 3 to 10 wins that year.
Yeah.
Okay? They then go, I said they would regress because they had a lot of close wins again
right.
the previous year with Freeman. But I didn't think in my wildest dreams they would regress as badly as
that
they did.
That Jacksonville game, what that reminds me of, back in 1974, Robert Irsay fired, I think it was Ted Marchibroda, at halftime of a game. Raheem Morris should have gotten blown out at halftime of that game by the owner from the press box.
It's tough.
41 to Jacksonville.
Again, Tampa Bay, well, they had 7 turnovers in that game.
Yeah.
Which, again, I mean, look, I mean, that's not I mean something that you can say, oh, well, that's fine. But,
right.
you know. Tampa Bay, like Washington, is a team that's just in a bad spot because I look at the other three teams in the division,
yeah.
and they're just
wrong
nowhere
place,
near.
Wrong
yeah,
time,
yeah,
buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, in the way the NFL works, there's always like one bad team in every division usually,
yep.
and you know, I just and now the good fortune is last place teams in this division have always, you know, last 2 years they've not made the playoffs, but they've been very improved.
And they're going to get back Gerald McCoy. I guess I'll buy in the narrow sense.
It'll be interesting
win,
who they
go
draft.
Five.
It'll be because they're the 5th draft pick,
yeah.
and they're a team that I think it depends on what happens above them.
Yeah.
If you know they need to hit a home run with that draft pick.
They do. They do. I'll buy to like 5 wins and no further. NFC North. I hope we're both still picking the Green Bay to win the division.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell on 15 wins, but 12 to 13 and winning the division.
Yeah, I think the loss will make them hungry.
It
still,
will.
It'll keep them hungry. I think they were getting a little, reading maybe too much of their press clippings
yeah.
coming into the playoffs. They ran into the wrong team, much like Atlanta did 2 years. You know, they were on the other, they were, you know, kind of on the other end of the spectrum this
right.
year. So. Look, this is still to me the class of going to be the class, the NFC for a long, long.
They are. They're set up.
Yeah, they will not match 15 wins, but they will win the division.
Let me put you on the spot. Likeliest team to be the team of the 2010s? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The second place team in the division, where I think we're both selling here, the Detroit Lions. I picked them to be the wild card at 9-7. They actually went 10-6 this year. Again, just because you can't pick everybody to make it again, if anybody's going to regress, I think they'll be one of them. I said it about some other teams, like the Raiders, sell for next year, buy for the long term. That's how I look at them. The only thing that keeps me from hesitate, it makes me hesitate on selling for them next year, boy, what's going to happen when Sue and Fairley really play a lot together in the middle? They didn't that much this year. They didn't look that effective. This is not a team that will yield 128 yards a game against the run next year. They're going to be improved in that way. They're probably going to have better health at running back. Nevertheless, they had, you know, a full season of Matt Stafford. Maybe that won't repeat itself. I'm going to say like 9 wins and narrowly miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I kind of think. Now, look, I don't like this team. Okay, I've made no bones about it. I don't like them.
Okay.
I don't know why I don't like them. I just don't. And part of that was because I didn't think they were going to be live up to their expectations. I said 7-9.
By the way, Megatron, thank you for that fantasy title.
Yes, I thought they would be 7-9, but you know what else they're not going to probably do next year?
What?
We're not going to come back and win 4 games that they trailed by 20 or more.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, only if they're playing Minnesota 4 times.
Yeah, exactly. And they do play them twice, so
yeah.
Okay.
They're halfway home.
Okay, yeah. So I just thought that, look, they could still make the playoff. I mean, they're real good at the skill. When you look at the skill, I mean, they're, well, the running back, they don't have a lot. But Matt Stafford did look like the real deal. I don't like that coach, though, Jim Schwartz.
You don't?
No.
He's presided over the turnaround.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I just thought his behavior after that Jim Harbaugh thing was so embarrassing.
Yeah, but what wasn't Harbaugh kind of Bush League, too? And stop and shake the man's hand.
He did. He just shook it too hard. Didn't you hear what he said?
Just, Harbaugh and his rah-rah crap.
I like Jim Harbaugh.
I can see why other teams don't. He's a Michigan man, but, you know.
I don't like Jim Schwartz. I don't like Ndamukong Suh either.
Oh, he's a dirty player, no question about it.
I don't like Ndamukong Suh.
He's a question, no question about it. But when he and Fairley play together,
here's the problem though with this division.
Yeah.
Again, and this is the common theme with the NFC.
Yeah.
Everyone just seems like they're going to probably be, you know, Green Bay obviously won't match the win total, but they're going to still be very good.
Right.
Detroit will still be good.
Yeah.
Chicago's got to be better, don't they? I have crushed Jay Cutler throughout his career. But he was playing
He was playing
the best football, I thought, of his career when he went down. I remember you and I talked about when we did the one podcast, it was before the injury set, and we're like, we looked at the schedule. They had a lot of games against the AFC West coming up.
They would find a way to miss the playoffs, and they did.
Well, yeah, because they lost Cutler and Matt Forte.
Yeah.
And Matt Forte's the real deal. I mean, you got to pay the man. He'll hopefully be back. The defense is
They're not big on paying people, though.
No, and I'm not big on Lovie Smith, really. But to me, I think the Bears are – I mean, they're not going to be a bad team.
See, but I kind of am big on Lovie Smith because –
Why?
Because here's a funny thing. And this is – I always said this about people who crushed Eric Wedge in Cleveland.
I didn't like him at all.
At the end, I agreed that he had to go. But I always said during those years, if you hate Eric Wedge, you almost certainly are overestimating what he has to work with. How did this team host the NFC Championship game last year, Kyle Ross?
I don't know.
Look, they're not that good.
Yeah.
And they're winning games. I give credit to Lovie Smith for that. They're not that good. Let's stop being hypnotized by this defense, okay? That gives up 254 yards a game against the pass. Let's stop being hypnotized and thinking that they're the reincarnation of the 85 Bears just because they're an above-average defense. As Phil Simms so memorably once said on Westwood One Radio, you know, they're a bend-but-don't-break defense. That is not a dominant shutdown defense.
I don't like Phil Simms, by the way. I don't like the way he talked to my good friend Desmond Howard.
He's got a little bit of an annoying...
Who rightfully ripped his crappy son.
When is he going to go back to sitting at the kids' card table on game day?
How is it
that he's now sitting with the big boys?
Well, I mean...
That show is Fowler, Herb Street, and Corso.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. You know why he's sitting
How
at the big table?
How did some annoying
because,
Michigan show...
Because unlike Lee Corso, he doesn't need to read. He doesn't sound like a reader, okay?
A guy who's going to spend the rest of his life gravy training one showboat moment for which
the
Buckeyes should have clipped his knee and crippled him the next time he had the football. That's what I would have done.
Well, you know why they didn't?
Because
they couldn't catch him. That's why. And then Charles Woodson did the same thing 6 years later and humiliated him again. Well, okay.
Desmond Howard is beneath contempt. My loathing for Desmond.
Why?
A man who gravy trains, and that is the most classless thing of all time, and it shows up on these friggin' replays.
A former Super Bowl MVP, by the way.
Yeah, a total underachiever.
Super Bowl MVP.
Career underachiever who did nothing in the NFL.
He was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, because he ran back one kick. Congratulations, he ran back one kick. He is a undeniable NFL bust. A bust, Kyle Ross.
He was right for ripping Chris Simms.
A bust.
Wasn't he? Who's a bigger bust, Desmond Howard or Chris Simms?
Chris Simms was a bust.
Chris Simms. Yeah.
Although, you know what, though?
What team are we talking about, by the way?
We were on Chicago.
Okay.
Last thing on Chris Simms. Do you agree with me that all the hipsters in Texas wanted Marshall Applewhite to be in there because
Major Applewhite,
yeah, because he didn't look like the star QB.
You
don't know about how good this Major Applewhite is. That's what the hipsters were saying.
Yeah, he
all
was
the guys in berets.
Now I'll say this though.
Yeah,
you bring up a good point because here's the thing about Chicago. Here's the great
Not
irony.
That good.
They were one of three teams. Three playoff teams from 2 years ago. I immediately circled and said no playoffs next year.
Yeah,
they almost proved me wrong, man. I'm telling you, they were in. Had Cutler and Forte not gotten hurt,
yeah,
I think they would have made the playoffs. They owned the tiebreaker over both Atlanta and Detroit. Remember,
it's amazing. And as much again, their wide receivers blow.
Oh, they're bad.
I mean, they're friggin' awful. You know, when Johnny Knox is your great hope, I'd rather have Johnny Knoxville out there in the slot, than some of the ass clowns that they were lining up there. Roy Williams, the lesser Roy Williams in the NFL of the last decade. I mean, when Dane Sonsenbacher is your cause for excitement on the offense here, hey, this guy's gotten some clutch touchdowns, you know, and that's what you have to be excited about. Oh, you know.
I still think that, to me, it seems like they should have done better. So, I don't know. And here, Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, like Cincinnati, they were the two teams.
By the way, I'm going to sell the 7 wins for them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Minnesota. I think they'll be right around that Chicago. Minnesota and Cincinnati were the two teams no one wanted to touch that I said would be better this year than they were the previous year.
Yeah.
I was obviously, Cincinnati way exceeded my expectations. Minnesota was another story. But to be fair, look, they'll win more games next year simply because it's harder to lose to win less.
Right.
Okay. It did not surprise me, certainly, that they went to Christian Ponder. I think a lot of people anticipated that would happen eventually.
Well, they'll be better next year for not starting the season with the corpse of Donovan McNabb.
Exactly. He gave so little. And that start, I had a lot of Minnesota's wins early in the year. Okay, like maybe that Detroit game where they blew a 20-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
They blew several large leads in the early going. And when that happened, when they started like 0-4, I was like, oh boy, there's no way they're getting 6-7 wins like I thought they would, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it'll be interesting. I think they might trade down in the draft. They might be the team that people look to, you know, switch and get RG3 at that third pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they'll have a last-place schedule. But again, man, that division's pretty tough, and I don't see them necessarily finishing out of the cellar.
Oh, I agree with that. I'll give them like 5 or 6 wins, but that still puts them in last.
Yeah.
Is
Leslie Frazier the long-term answer coach there?
I think he's probably not. But you know what, though? It's funny because it's the same thing as with Kansas City, the trap of a guy who like, oh, they finished well. Let's stay with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but
yeah.
And
small
what,
sample size.
And what he has going for him is, unlike Crennel had a record of ultimately a failure in Cleveland. What he's got going for him is he's a projectable guy. Like, he's interviewed for a whole crap load of jobs, and he's always the runner-up. Like, Leslie Frazier is, you know, he's that next guy that when he gets hired, he's going to be, you know. But I think we're seeing in Minnesota that old saying about Brazil, they're the country of the future, and they always will be. That's what we can say about Leslie Frazier's head coaching job.
Yeah, it just, you know, that defense has underperformed the last 2 years,
too.
They
have. Last division to look at here, NFC West. Again, I don't want to pick too much continuity going into next year, but this division is so god-awful, so crappy. I got to just stay with the status quo here.
I think
here.
It's better than the AFC West, though.
They've
got San Francisco. So
yeah.
Now, look, I said this in our last mini-episode. If you're looking for a team to win less games next year than they did this year, number one pick, San Francisco.
Yeah, but I say they go from 13 to 10 and still win the division.
They could. Now, here's the interesting thing. I picked Arizona to win this division before the year.
Yeah.
Said they'd go 8-8. They went 8-8. No one anticipated the 49ers doing what they did.
No.
Okay, that's my mind. Here's what's interesting about Arizona. Now, look, I'm with you. As long as they have Jim Harbaugh, the 49ers are in good position to
maybe
repeat. But here's the thing about Arizona. Went 8-8, right?
Yeah.
We still know nothing about Kevin Cobb.
Well, I think we know that he's going to get a slug busted in him when they got to pay him the roster bonus, and they're probably going with Skelton next year. Because what do you go, 6-2?
You can't go with John Skelton.
You can't?
No.
I mean, on the one hand, I want to say look at the win-loss record. On the other hand, 54.9 completion percentage, 11-14 on touchdown interception. I'm with you.
And he does not captivate a nation like Tim Tebow, just so I can cover my tracks. John Skelton does not bring a 24.2 rating.
What's the other thing, too? I mean, for as much as I bagged on Anquan Boldin before, that was that you know, they talk about in sports, you know, trade to help both teams. You talk about the free agency transition that didn't help either team, because Anquan Boldin has not given them the bang for the buck.
Baltimore.
But he would have Baltimore, but he would still be perfect in this spot here as the 1A for Larry Fitzgerald. You know, the LaMarcus Aldridge taking the pass from Brandon Roy. You know, he would be perfect, you know, in that role. They've never replaced him there. You know what the problem is, and I noticed this like a year or two after going to the Super Bowl. The Bidwells remembered that they're the Bidwells. Remember what you said about Tampa Bay and being a bunch of cheap asses? That's what they've done. They've let guys go. They're not deep enough to beat San Francisco.
Yeah. And it just, to me, look, it's just so, It's so amazing. They basically met my expectations, and we still just don't know. Like, I wasn't sold on Kevin Cobb before the year. And shame on me, I just underestimated the Harbaugh factor in San Francisco. But you got to play Cobb. I'd like to see Kevin Cobb just play a full season once.
Well, that would be – but again, that roster bonus. He's got a big roster bonus coming his way.
That's such a wrong move to get rid of somebody for that. Unless if – now, Peyton Manning, it's justified because you can replace him with somebody. But look, John Skelton and Andrew Luck.
You did that's true. That's true. Beanie Wells, though, excellent year. Stepped up, got it done. Excellent running back there for them. 8 wins. I'm going to sell moderately. I'm going to say about 7. I don't think they're going to improve on that. The other teams in the division here – a team that I thought was the biggest fraud in the league for their record, Seattle at 7-9. You and I talked about this.
I thought they were going to be the worst team in the league before the year.
Because, you know, and then I remember during the season as we're doing it, like, you would throw at me, like, they beat the Giants, they beat the Ravens. I'm like, you know what? Because those teams slept on them. They didn't take them seriously.
But they have a great home field advantage. That's the thing that's always going to keep Seattle in this thing, man. It is tough to go to Quest Field and win. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
It is.
I mean, they win games. They win games at home. It's just a tough place to win, but that's going to keep them in. I mean, you know that, and coach them up. Pete always running around slapping asses. I mean, doing what he does. But they played them. Them like a Miami. Played themselves out of the quarterback derby, and that's their problem.
Yeah, I'm selling that, like a mofo because of Tavares Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't go that far with this team. And then, you know, St. Louis obviously was a chic pick before the year started to win that division. A lot of people thought St. Louis was going to win that division.
You were talking about did Raheem Morris deserve to get blown out. My boy Spagnuolo, I don't know. I think he might have been a little bit of a scapegoat here for a team that just didn't have enough talent.
Yeah,
that guy on the second go-round is going to be beast mode, I'm telling you.
It just seemed like everything went – they have no talent. You're right, they don't have a lot of talent. They way overachieved the previous year to get the 7 wins. I did not think – I said they would not match that total. A lot of people disagreed with me on that. They'll improve, obviously.
They will.
I mean, they'll improve.
Do you agree with them sticking, as they're apparently going to do, with Bradford?
Yes.
I certainly do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't
just
jettison a number one pick after 3 years, two years.
Bad teams do that all the time, though.
It's stupid.
Well,
Jamarcus Russell's the exception to that rule. He was just so hideous.
Well, and I think, you know, for all this thing about how much juice is Jeff Fisher going to have, I think we know the answer to that already. Maybe not as much as he might like. And I'll tell you why. Because, again, the Eric Mangini thing. I can't win with this. No coach wants to try to win with another with a quarterback that's already there. They want their guy, because this is a league of pampered coaches who sleep on Egyptian thread sheets and everything like that.
Wait a minute. I have 1,000 thread Egyptian sheets.
Do you?
I think it's 450, actually.
Nice.
Never mind. Yes.
I'll have to ditch my crummy one sometime and try that. But anyway,
you got to go Egyptian thread, Ricky.
You would probably be appalled by the ones that I'm still using the same ones from 15 years ago, but that's neither here nor there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Go Egyptian thread.
I'm a Chief guy. I started on making a point about pampered NFL coaches here, but yeah, no. Coaches don't want to win with the quarterback who's there, or have to. Good for Fisher if he's willingly doing
it. Yeah, he was a number one overall pick.
Yeah, but I mean, they get thrown aside pretty quickly and easily. I don't know.
The number one overall pick, 2 years under his belt, you're going to get rid of him?
I'm not saying they should.
Hey, look at Alex Smith. It took him, what, 7 years? And look,
I'm saying I'm pleasantly surprised that they won't. So they're the Rams.
And Jeff Fisher, by the way, is he overrated, underrated, appropriately rated as a coach?
I think appropriately. He's considered well above average, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not elite.
I don't think he's great. He's not elite because they would have won more, especially in the playoffs, if he was. But he's not even as bad as an average coach. He's above average, we can agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, appropriately rated. Okay. All right, so at 2 wins, we're both buying on him to improve.
Yes.
I mean, under Fisher.
Yes.
I mean, I could see, if you said to me 6 or 7, I wouldn't blink. Mm-hmm. They could win that much, especially in that division. All right, I don't know if you want to make the call for the season or not, but I'm going to say Houston and Green Bay in the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers strapping on the World Heavyweight Championship belt one more time next year.
Are you putting me on the spot right now to make an early call?
You don't have to, but I just did, so you probably should. You don't have to.
Definitely like Houston in the AFC.
Okay. We
I want to be different.
Okay.
Who can I be different yet?
You'd be very different if you picked Carolina.
Yes, that's a little that's a little strong, I think.
Well, you're not going to pick San Francisco.
No.
You're not going to pick, let's see, by process
maybe
of elimination.
Philadelphia? I like Philadelphia a lot. I thought they would. I just think that there's it's a.
And you love the whole media thing of Dream Team. You love all of that. You love the ESPNification of sport.
I do.
Pick Philadelphia then.
Sure, why not? Early call. Let's go Houston over Houston, Philly.
Houston over Philly. All right, I'm saying Green Bay over Houston in a Super Bowl that will be in New Orleans next year.
So do not pick the Saints to go to the – there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Saints will not reach the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know what? If I were Sean Payton, I would already openly announce plans to tank next season and just try to build for the year
after.
Yes,
there you go.
You know, let's face it, folks. We're not going to do anything anyways. Yes. It never happens. All right, so that takes us through another great mini episode here of the Lounge, another marathon taping session here from Orlando, Florida at Disney. Kyle Ross, thank you very much as always, my friend.
Not a problem.
All right.